Great song, Jimmy. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And there's a lot going on. Blueberry cobbler coming in hot for summer season. Tomorrow, they celebrate the return of this fully baked wheat ale. What's a fully baked wheat ale, Crowder?
It's an ale, but I think Ryan and Casey take their chances of just naming stuff things that other breweries can't name it. So it's blueberry cobbler, so it's fully baked, but there's not many, and that's why Funky Buddha's so amazing, because there's not many fully baked ales.
I see. So because it's cobbler, they use baked in the title.
Yes. Yeah.
Marketing.
Genius.
I'm looking at Funky Buddha on Instagram right now. Their menu, Friday through Sunday, on draft for just $8. Blueberry cobbler, sticky nuts, black currant triple.
IPA.
It's a T-R-I-P-E-L triple. Bob's Repel. Backyard, a paddle IPA, and Emerald Isle Stout.
Yes, I know it's all good, but
then they have a featured flight featuring blueberry cobbler, sticky nuts, blackcurrant triple, Bob's Backyard, and strawberry orange sour. That sounds good. And cocktail for $15. Cocktail, they have a blueberry smash, Old Forester bourbon, lemon juice, and blueberry simple syrup.
It was a triple, by the way. I think that's what you were talking about.
Oh, is that what it is?
T-R-I-P-E-L?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a Belgian style beer.
Triple.
No. A little dark brown. That's the Belgian stuff. It's all going to be damn delicious.
There you go. It's happening all weekend long at Funky Buddha. By the way, Sunday at Funky Buddha, moms drink free on Mother's Day. They're raising a glass to all the mother figures out there with a heavenly brunch at the brewery there. Moms can enjoy free bottomless mimosas, beers, and beer mosas alongside delectable brunch specials from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. And I've mentioned moms can also upgrade to the premium brunch, which also includes bottomless Aperol spritz and espresso martinis for $15. And by the way, if you're taking your mom to Funky Buddha on Sunday, you better upgrade. I mean, It's your mom or your mother figure. It's Mother's Day. And don't cheap out because she wants Aperol spritz. Hey, upgrade to the premium and let mom enjoy.
How do you prove you're a mom? You got to show pictures of your babies?
Well, it's weird because it says moms or mother figures. And many times I'm the mother figure at my household. I feel like I should be able to participate in the specials on Sunday.
It's just there's some parking lots that have that mother expecting that spot. And it'll be Asia and myself together. And I'm like, hey, just, walk slow, hold your belly.
You're at 3 weeks.
we just found out. Let's get this front.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're in 3 weeks. At the Lori. You're at like 3 weeks. I just go, hold your skin tighter, though, because we're aging out.
You can make a baby, Hulk.
Oh, I could make a baby. I don't know if she could carry it, but I can make a baby.
Yeah, I ain't worth a damn.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. My testosterone is so high because I do a blood test at Atlantic Men's Clinic every 6 weeks. They have to test your blood. They have to cut back on the amount of testosterone that they're giving me.
Oh, you man.
Which
man.
I'm guessing Lori called them and said, hey, this is getting ridiculous and you guys need to throttle it back.
Yeah. Atlantic Men Clinic got you going.
I tell you, man.
Can I get to the Cheez-It frozen pizza story now that we have some sure. time?
We don't have time. We haven't talked any sports yet this hour, but sure.
Oh, well. Cheez-It has launched 3 frozen pizzas.
Now, you can't like this, though, because you were just saying that Cheez-It, because Jimmy Butler's their new spokesman, you're out.
Yeah, but he's the spokesman for just like cracker. The boxes of Cheez-Its.
Gotcha.
Cheez-It frozen pizzas. Product. Different entity.
All right.
Okay.
Pepperoni. Italian 4 cheese. But how about this? Cheddar Jack Supreme. Cheez-It crust topped with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green and red peppers, black olives, onion, yellow cheddar, Monterey Jack, and marinara sauce. Oh,
I mean, it looks great because the Cheez-It logo is an appealing logo. For whatever reason, we've all enjoyed a box of Cheez-Its. Like, there's something about it that's, like, comfortable. And now you throw the pizza on there, like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in. My son, little Chaz, my baby, 4-year-old, he loves Cheez-Its and loves pizza. So I got to get some, but I think I'm hawk with the pickles. I think you put olives on anything, it just takes over the whole flavor of anything it touches.
The place I go for avocado toast many mornings by my apartment, it comes with olives. I have to tell them every time, no olives.
Yeah.
Black olives? Black olives don't taste like anything.
I don't like it.
Well, if they don't taste like anything, don't get them.
Right.
Or just
eat
them.
Waste not, want not.
Just eat them. They don't taste like
anything. Why would I eat something that doesn't taste like anything?
Hmm.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why would you?
It doesn't taste like anything.
Because I understand, like, green olives, they do have that sharp taste. I can understand that. Sometimes, like, you'll eat an empanada, and it's just like a meat empanada, and your first bite is a giant olive, and you're just like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing
here?
What
are we doing here? Yeah. Right. Better placement. Mm-hmm. Need better placement.
Yeah.
I love when you turn into Antonio Banderas all of a sudden on the show.
How am I Antonio Banderas all of a sudden? I'm just saying, I had an empanada.
Hey, what's man, you know, just eat it because it doesn't taste like anything. Black olives and green olives, and then you get an empanada, and then you just...
I mean, I didn't call it an aceituna. I mean, I could do that if you want.
But they know when I walk downstairs to Italiano. Mm-hmm. No olives, yes feta.
I go with that, but yeah, I don't like olives.
I sent you a video yesterday, Hawk, of a brownie made with pickles inside of it. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I watched it. Very good crunch. Had a very good crunch sound, but phenomenal. No, I obviously would not participate in that.
That's nasty.
But I can tell you the best brownies on the planet are at Chase Stadium in the Fufu Suite area for Inter-Miami games. I'm literally thinking about getting season tickets just for the brownies. If I can hit this parlay, Jimmy Butler over 40 and Ant over 50 tonight, I'm getting season tickets for the brownies.
Speaking of Inter-Miami and Chase Stadium, Sergio Busquets kind of under fire because he told, is it DAZN? D-A-Z-N? DAZN?
Yeah, DAZN.
I always want to call him DAZN, but DAZN. Mm. He told DAZN that it's clear Inter-Miami isn't at the level to compete at the Club World Cup. You know, they lost in the semifinal to Vancouver. They kind of got rocked, honestly. They have the Club World Cup coming up. Two of the teams in their group are really, really good teams. One team from Portugal, FC Porto, and then Palmeiras from Brazil. So kind of came under fire because he's questioning the team's capability to go compete against the top teams in the world.
Warriors are getting 10.5 tonight.
I don't know, Hawk. These playoffs are tough.
You want to guess the line for tomorrow's OKC Denver game?
In Denver.
In Denver.
Wow, Denver's still getting 14.5.
Stop it.
Hawk, they were down by 50 at one
point. They beat them in game one.
9.5.
Delana?
Nuggets plus 6.
5. Plus 5. I thought they'd be favorites at home.
This is Hard Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't winning this bet.
But weren't you high on the Nuggets at plus 11.5? Yeah, you were pumping your chest yesterday. Oh, I got the Nuggets at plus 11.5. Oh, that's a lock.
And I just watched OKC. They're faster. They're younger. They're more athletic. Like they.
Joker had a bad game. He was just kind of out of it. Like
them running that offense through Jokic. He gets there and he puts his hand up and people start running around in circles. Bro, OKC runs and an SGA is a.
We literally watched them hoist a trophy, doing that to us.
I know. But I think these young boys, done caught up with them.
By the way, throw a little love at my guy Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren in the front court. Now that you saw it, yeah,
fair enough. Jokic stoppers last night,
and Chet was little boying somebody. He throw Aaron Gordon's. He threw his shot twice in one play. I said, oh, Lord, man, stop shooting. Get out of there with him.
Bro, the Nuggets.
Want to guess the Knicks-Celtics line on Saturday? Knicks lead the series 2-0. It goes to New York now.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Saturday afternoon at Madison Square Garden.
You know what? I'd say Boston's favored by 2.5.
Delana?
I'd say the exact same thing. Celtics minus 2.
Celtics minus 5.5.
They can't shoot 20. They've shot 100 threes. Like this series has been. That's the craziest series we've watched.
Well, is Kristaps going to play or not? Have you guys seen?
Some weird stuff going on there. He's ill, but there's no details.
Yeah, keep saying illness. I don't know what the illness is, but it got a hold of him. He needs some turmeric.
Very strange.
He doesn't take his ginger. Fish oil.
You can't take fish oil anymore.
What?
Fish oil's bad?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Stop taking it.
I take fish oil every day.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
What about ginger and turmeric?
Let's see.
Nah, I take ginger and turmeric also. Quick ginger shot in the morning. That bleep will have you wired, man.
But you're very sickly.
Right. You should probably lay off everything you're taking and just do the opposite.
Shift the regimen somewhere else.
You swallowed a tooth a couple days ago.
Now, I do have veneers, and sometimes the glue gets loose. But I haven't been sick since 98.
I don't get sick anymore.
Well, I mean, anymore? we know that's not true.
That's a lie.
When's the last time I was sick?
Every time you travel. Sick?
Every time you get on a plane, you catch something.
By the way, speaking of new food items, have you seen the Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches?
Ooh.
Those look good.
Now that's something I can jump on. I usually give you a hard time about your food stuff.
You know,
I love a popsicle.
That's a genius idea. Genius.
Pop-Tarts takes ice cream sandwiches or frosted brown sugar, frosted strawberry, and frosted chocolate fudge. Those brown sugar ice cream sandwiches, holy mackerel.
When are these coming out? I'm going to get these.
I think they're out.
I was at Publix yesterday. Goodness gracious.
Problem is they come out with all these new items and it's like only available at Wegmans. Only available at Dominick's. Like they do these special Oreos. You can only get them at Walmart. You can how about what are we in Russia? How about you put them in every grocery store?
If you don't hit that Publix, you can't get me.
Speaking of flying on a plane, how about this? I'm sitting on my flight back from New York, Never seen this before. Sitting on my flight back to New York, and in the middle of the flight, start getting a little turbulence. It's all, you know, and the girl sitting to my left couldn't have been older than 25 years old, this girl, flying alone. Kind of jumps a little bit and, like, kind of, like, hit me, and she starts hyperventilating a little bit, so you could tell she's a little afraid. And I wanted to be like, hey, like, it's going to be okay, but I didn't say anything because immediately when I turned to her, she looked down in her bag, pulled out a box of Zins, and threw two Zins into her mouth. And then closed her eyes. It was some of the most diabolical behavior I've seen from any human ever.
She's way too much woman for you.
There's no
point in talking her up, first of all, because she owns you. You cannot compete with that.
Yeah.
A woman who pops two Zins in a in a stressful situation cannot be comforted by you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, no, them little soft hands. And when people, I've learned this because y'all know I travel a lot. When people start panicking on planes, leave them the hell alone. There's nothing you're going to say to comfort them.
Well, I like when someone rubs my back.
Man, yeah, tighten up.
Because like one pina zinlada, I get it.
I like when the turbulence.
Was that all for that?
He lined it up to just say he knows a brand of Zen.
Right.
I do laugh when the turbulence gets, you know, when it starts getting bumpy and people tighten their seatbelts like now they're safer.
Oh, I do if that. I'm the pull the seatbelt tighter guy.
If this plane goes down, that seatbelt's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah, but you know what? If it meets severe turbulence and you lose, you know, that like you pop out of your seat, I don't want that little narrow alleyway where I just zip right out from under my clipped buckle. So, yeah, I pull it tight.
Wait, are you saying that seatbelt is not important on an airplane?
I never wear a seatbelt.
That's your
plane.
Take?
No, I never wear a seatbelt on a plane.
I don't think he's totally off on that,
guys.
Except for turbulence. If there's a crash, the seatbelt does anything. But the turbulence, you're going to bang your head. You're going to be an invalid. Like, you have to, like, it's so crazy not to wear a seatbelt. First of all, I don't like sitting there without a seatbelt on. It feels different. Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels odd. It
feels more comfortable because you don't have this damn strap across your waist.
I feel like okay. I'm in the loving arms of a caring seat. I feel like I'm being swaddled by my friends at American Airlines.
You're what now? You're 55?
55.
Thousands of flights you've been on. When's the last time you saw somebody bust their head into the ceiling?
You see it on social media.
You don't
ain't gonna
see nothing
happen
on social media. It's foolishness.
You know, when I have to use the lavatory, I crawl on the floor holding on to the bottom of seats just because if there's turbulence. And then when I'm in the lavatory, I actually stand on the sink and put my hands up on the ceiling to brace, you know, from Sully, brace, right. brace. I brace just in case.
You can actually pick up the seat cushion because, you know, it's a floating mechanism as well.
Right.
So I don't actually unbuckle anything. I just pick up. I just pick up the seat itself and I remain buckled in.
And you scoot all the way to the bathroom.
I take it with me.
You've seen Andre 3000 with a piano on his back. Solana actually invented that, going to the bathroom on an airplane.
Bro, if you don't buckle your seatbelt, first of all, you say it's more comfortable. It's not, because now the big ass buckle is just up on your butt.
No. To your point now, okay, well, we'll get in the weeds if you want to.
Okay.
That seat cushion moves up, so now you can tuck that seatbelt underneath the seat cushion, pull it back.
But it's Velcro down.
And you're fine.
I mean, it, yeah, but.
You just, you, edge it up, you jam
you
it down.
From turbulence. The seatbelt protects you from turbulence.
From anything.
Yes, it does. It protects you from turbulence.
Again, I'll re-ask the question. How many times has your head hit the top of the ceiling of the plane as you've been driving in planes for 50 plus years?
Yeah, but that, I mean, how many times have I flown off a roller coaster at the top of the arch? Never, but I wear the seatbelt regardless.
It is the dumbest thing in the world to wear a seatbelt on a plane. Listen to those dumbass
little ladies. It's the dumbest thing
in
the world to not wear a seatbelt on a plane.
For what?
I just told you,
for
turbulence.
What? It's the goofiest thing in the world. I fly four times a week. I fly four times a week. I put in 70, 80,000 miles last year just on United. I have never seen anyone fly and bust their head into the top of the airplane.
Because they're wearing seatbelts, dummy.
No, because it's not enough turbulence in the world to send you and bust your head into the ceiling.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to send you videos now.
I'll send you a video.
I'm going to right now.
I hate you on the airplane too, because here comes a flight attendant, and it really doesn't bother you at all. I fly a lot to just have a seatbelt on. Doesn't bother
what do you mean
anybody.
You fly a lot.
I fly
you
a lot.
Fly at all.
What do you mean you fly a lot?
I fly a lot.
Fly six times a year.
No, what I do don't. I'm gold on American Airlines. Get out of here. I fly a lot.
It's because your dad has an American Express card.
No, well, that does give me access to the Centurion Lounge.
But what do you consider flying a lot?
I don't know, like north of 15 times a year.
You don't fly 15 times a year.
How much you want to bet?
Are you including round trip as two times?
And if there's a connection, that's four times. I definitely fly more than the average person. I've been on.
That's true of any American, because we're the top 2% of whatever. But you don't fly a lot. There are people who fly a lot. You do not fly a lot.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And I truly believe I make my kids, my wife, we're both on a drive, riding in a car. Put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on. On a plane. Man, I put my little sweatshirt across my lap, and they never say a word to me.
The worst kind of flyer.
They have to make me take. They make me take my headphones off to say a verbal yes that I can help these people get off this plane. That I'm never going to help anybody get off this plane if we crash. But I'll yell yes at them. But I'm not putting a seatbelt on.
That is turbulence. Dumb. That is dumb. Like, I can't have my tray table down.
Trust me, he wears his seatbelt. He's doing a bit.
I don't wear my.
He's doing it.
When's the last time? Okay, you're what, 29?
30.
You're 30. Hawks 66. So
now
that's
why
90.
Do you have to do that?
96 years of flying. Have you ever visually seen somebody bust their head into the top
yes.
of the airplane?
Yes. I have. And I've been on a plane that almost went down. I went on a plane that almost went down. And was I not, if I had not been wearing my seatbelt, I would have been out of my seat at some point. Bro, it was the craziest thing that has ever happened to me.
Where were you coming from?
Flying back from New York. The plane coming down, landing at Miami.
Okay. Look at this and tell me you wouldn't want your seatbelt on. Yeah, who's the dummy now?
My bad. Yeah, so damn silly. I'm telling you, man, them seatbelts ain't helping nothing.
Nah, man.
Solana, you were never on a plane that almost went down.
He didn't. Okay. He's lying.
I mean, what are we doing here? You're on a plane that almost went
Bro,
down.
It was coming. It was literally
you
coming
think
down.
That we're Valentina. This is the biggest problem on the show, is that you think we're Valentina.
No,
so when you sit at dinner and you go, you know, honey, I fly a lot. And she's like, yeah, you do. Like, we're not that. Like, it's just, you got to know your audience.
No, my audience are people that just don't believe anything that I say at this point because they've built up, they've built me up to be something I'm not. I don't lie.
It's not unwarranted. At what point in the show that we were doing with Javon Holland, when you said you're an expert kayaker,
not what I said.
How many segments did it take for you to admit you had never been kayaking?
Not expert kayaker. I just said I go kayaking all the time.
Mm. similar to I fly a lot. No?
I do fly a lot.
Yeah.
I was on a plane two days ago on a plane.
Yeah, I understand that. That does not constitute flying a lot.
I think it does. No. I think it does. Maybe your parameters for a lot are different than mine.
15 times a year.
Crowder, you definitely, you fly a lot. You fly a lot. But I think I fly a lot also.
You have to make a different verbiage for me flying a lot. If me and you fly a lot.
15 times a year, that would mean he flew on average more than once a month. And he doesn't.
Yeah, but if I'm gold on American Airlines, you can't tell me that I don't fly a lot. I accrue a lot of miles. I go on at least 12 flights a year. I mean, that's flying a lot. There's nothing wrong with that. I fly a lot.
You baseball teams travel more than you.
I cruise a lot as well. I like going on cruises.
Yeah.
And this story about the plane almost crashing, this is all fabricated.
It is not.
Right?
This is 100% happened. The plane was landing. And
quickly, because we're going to run out of time. Like, what happened that you were in a plane that almost went down?
And you would have flown out of your seat and hit the bathroom wall.
Bro, I probably would have been up by the pilots. It was insane. The plane is coming down in Miami. This is landing 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the downpour was insane. Heavy turbulence. The plane is like wasting time going around the airport. Finally, it has to come down.
Both circling, yeah.
Thank you. And when it comes down, it mistimes because of the turbulence, the landing strip, and has to come back up. But as it's coming back up, bro, we're like literally going like this.
That's called That's a go around, and that's not almost going down. There's go arounds every day at every airport. There are. Yeah.
I'm not telling you that there's not.
And then deciding something is awry and go like they're all prepared and there's a cutoff time to when you can go around. You did not almost go down an airplane.
I'm sure there are.
No.
But when you're experiencing it after, I'd say, a good 30 minutes of turbulence and then coming down, the entire plane is shaking. And then when you go to land, you feel the wheels touch down on the runway and have to come back up through turbulence.
Go around.
I'm sure it is. And I'm one of these people that don't feel like a plane's ever going to go down. At that moment, I poop myself. I thought the plane was going
to
go down.
But you are not a survivor, as you're making it out to be.
I didn't say no, I survived it wasn't the plane
that, crash. You're acting like it was over for
crash.
You.
I didn't say I survived
the
plane crash.
You survived the go around?
I've
survived 12, 15 go-arounds in the last couple years. Did the girl next to you put a zen in? Are we going to bring it all back around?
Trust me, that girl right now is telling a story about the short-haired girl next to her who was staring at her with the zins in.
And the denim jacket on.
Bro. One Zin, crazy. Two declarations of independences. I mean, that is absurd, bro.
All right. Anything else in the headlines, madam?
Peter Zinlotta. Come on, ma'am.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. We don't know what happened there, but we're going to do it again in about 5 minutes. So don't go anywhere.
You changing your name when you get married?
I'm looking up my miles right now. Just a screenshot it to you guys.
Miles doesn't have anything to do with being.
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't. Oh, no. It doesn't. No. Okay.
No.
No, you're right.
You want to see my miles? Like, it doesn't have anything to do with. First of all, if you do credit card offers, you can accrue miles like crazy, which I just did. I just got a 100,000 mile bonus on American.
How?
By signing up for the car.
For a high-end credit card and spend $6,000 in the first 3 months and get yourself 100,000 miles.
I hate that you can't pay cash on an airplane, but hold on, let me go.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Opinion is the jungle between knowledge and ignorance.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. Tell you about what's going on there in a sec. First, I want to remind you, no better time to download the Hard Rock Bet app than right now. Got NBA, NHL playoffs, round two. Get in on the action on the Hard Rock Bet app. It makes every game even more exciting. I think I like Golden State tonight. Win or go home, but not for new customers at Hard Rock Bet. New signups get a bonus bet back up to $100 if your first bet doesn't win. You can fuel your betting excitement on Hard Rock Bet. Get in on the greatest spectacle in racing this Memorial Day weekend. Hard Rock Bet is the fastest way to bet on your favorite IndyCar drivers in just a few easy taps. Get your friends in on the action. Refer them to Hard Rock Bet today. You'll both get a $50 bonus bet. Try your first bet on any sport. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. There's a lot going on at Funky Buddha starting tomorrow. They're going to unveil their blueberry cobbler, and they'll have a whole weekend full of celebrating and flights, and they're going to have a big Mother's Day shindig on Sunday. And I'll say it one more time. Mention Hawk's Nachos when you're at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park and you get 10% off your bill. So we've heard.
I don't know if that's
I can't confirm or deny it. It's in writing. I mean, it's on the notes that they give me. It just seemed to have kind of come out of nowhere.
Nachos.
But 10% is 10%.
Oh, listen. Next time I go, I'm bringing it up. Now, don't act like 10% ain't nothing. Hell.
So, there you go. I had to sneeze. I guess that's it for us. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Tabacon in Plantation, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. This is such a great event. We did it several months ago, and tomorrow night, we're going to have a big inflatable screen, watch a little hockey action. It's just hockey.
Have me a good time.
We are going to have a good time. It was really fun, the first one. It's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, Tabacon Plantation Walk. We're going to do the show there from 2 till 6, and then the festivities start at 6 p.m., and the entire QAM staff is going to be there. And you can come out, enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. And again, we'll have the projector with the large screen so we can watch the playoff hockey. And there's no registration needed. You just come on out tomorrow. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Tabacon Plantation Walk. It's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. And by the way, when I say it's free, entry is free. Your drinks, whatever you're ordering to eat, that's not free. So don't come out tomorrow, Manny, and say, hey, you said it was free. I'm not talking about your drinks. Now, for Manny, I'll buy your drinks. Take your pictures and buy your drinks.
What's the fear of missing out? I have the remembrance of missing out because I saw all the videos and pictures of the first one, and so I knew I couldn't miss this one.
We really had a good time. Who came out that night, Solana? You remember? I know Ja'Cory Harris was out there.
Gino
came out. Gino was out there.
Gino was there. Bo Camper came out as well, I believe.
Bo Camper was out there. The Ticket Wizard was there.
Yeah, Appel.
Jay Keller 5 from Heat Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I would call Aiken Adele, but y'all make fun of him so much, I ain't going to call him.
There is a surprise guest.
I don't make fun of Aiken Adele. What are you talking about?
There is a surprise guest going tomorrow.
Oh, really?
That fans of our show, I think, would really like to see.
Well, I know the Heat dancers are going to be out there, I think. Bernie is going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show-specific guest.
Our show-specific guest. Who?
Someone that we have on the show?
Somebody that was a major part of this show.
Somebody who was a major part of this show.
Well, don't try to guess. I mean, it's a surprise.
Len.
Well, I'm curious.
Yeah, Len. Yeah.
Oh, Valero.
Well, again, like, don't try to guess. I mean,
no, it's Valero. He told me he was coming. He told me.
You'll see who the guest is tomorrow. You'll see the surprises.
It's Valero. He told me he was coming.
Again, I mean, I don't know what you're doing. Valero. Like, we'll find out tomorrow.
I don't know how out of practice I am at being a dad. You know, he's got a little girl. I think she's 2. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come out. I'll see you guys. And I said, oh, bring your daughter. I haven't met her yet. And he's like, to a cigar bar?
She can get her a mile. She won't get a full body. She just get a mile.
I'm like, yeah, you got to build up that callus.
Get those baby lungs right. Goodness gracious.
All right, we got to wrap it up for the night. Dan Day is on next. I want to tell you about my good friends in the amazing award-winning team at Doral Kia. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. With over 500 new Kias in their inventory, all you have to do is just pick the color you want. Nobody sells for less. Again, we bought a Kia down there. My son wanted a new K4. He got it from Mitchell, the king of Kias. They've got flexible financing options. They will get you the best rates possible on the new Kia of your dreams. Why pay more? Save money and pay less. The great deals are at Doral Kia. That'll do it for us. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you from Tabacon Plantation Walk mañana.
I was in a plane crash. That seatbelt saved me.
You don't get it.